KO4QLG. KO4QLG and 0TR. QLG. KO4QLG and 0TR. Earth and 0TR clear.
4QLG, go ahead, Tom.
Good Marine, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Fine, do or die. Doing pretty good.
It sounds like it. Well, what you been up to? We had our daughter fly in from Michigan, the one that lives up north, and the one that lives down here in Greer, and they took Bernice to Cherokee Casino for her birthday. We had a lot of fun, stayed overnight, come back the next day. And Shelly's still with us today. She went over to a car show with my other daughter in Spartanburg for a little while. Come back and we had a big meal with frog legs and candied sweet potatoes and baked beans and tater salad tonight. Can you beat that?
Well, you might have a chance of beating that. Sounds like y'all been having a ball. We had a CWP class today and went back to the shop in town and went out to supper and ate a little Zaxby's. It was a good time. But nothing compared to what you're going through.
Good Lord, well, at least we had good meals. So there ain't nothing wrong with Zaxby's. We haven't been there too much, Chris. But I plan on it. I don't know. We used to go to KFC now and then, but we haven't even done that lately. The last time we went, if you don't go till after lunch, like we usually eat about, 3 or 4 o'clock, and if you don't go till they're cooking for the evening meal, you get cold stuff under the lights and such. But at any rate, I don't like cold stuff. Well, it's been a kind of a misty, crummy day down here today. My buddy next door is working on a chicken house. I went out and picked up 7 eggs today, so that was good. I got a crummy movie on here. I think I'm going to go back over to Tour of Duty. It's on 31.5 over the air. This one here is a fake story I just picked up on because it had an aircraft carrier in it, and they got fake stealth airplanes and such on the house. And, I don't know. Us old guys, we know what's real and what ain't, you know.
Easy to tell sometimes. Easy to tell Hollywood gets involved in it. You can tell they're trying sometimes, but they just don't quite get the feel of things, you know.
Well, I set up a little test here a while ago. I bought a thermostat, and you know how the old round Honeywell thermostats had a mercury thing in them, and a bimetal strip that curled up and down that triggered it on and off, and a heat anticipator and all that stuff in them. And I wanted this one for just straight across the line, 24 volts, and I got it. It was electronic. And of course, there's no mercury in it nowadays. And that's understandable. I had a buddy who used to do HVAC stuff, and he had a pint jar full of mercury. He was going to sell it someday. It's the line thermostat on it, and then I rigged up a relay and a transformer and such that I can start and stop this heater downstairs here with that thermostat. But I think it's a bimetal, and it's not as accurate. I was a little skeptical the way they said to hook this up. I was afraid he'd fry it, but by golly, it worked. It only draws a little over 1 millivolt or milliamp. So, it'll handle that good. Well, have you heard from the old man down there? I haven't heard him on for a little while.
No. I hadn't heard him on in a while either. It's been a couple of days, I think. I think Friday or Thursday morning last time I heard him on. He stays so busy, it's hard to keep track. I think he's been real busy in his shop here lately with his son.
Oh, yes, he has, very much so. They paid a nice tribute to him and another Air Force guy, I noticed, on the Tryon repeater up there. And it was in the local newspaper. And him and the Air Force guy was a picture of him on the front page, I guess it was. But anyway, that was really nice. And that's the only time I've heard from him. I got a text with a picture in it. But I haven't wanted to bother him because I know he's busy with his son. And I don't know, being retired, if that was such a good idea or not. It keeps him a little too busy for being retired.
When you got kids, though, I don't think it ever ends. I don't have any myself, so you would know more about that than I know. But I really don't think it ever ends. There's always something to help out with, whether it's work or enjoyment or whatever, you know.
Yeah, you can't never turn your back on them. You got to kind of be a little discipline into them now and then, but and lead by example. But I don't think it could be any better. But don't tell him I said that.
Was talking about mercury. I used to have a bottle of mercury myself. It does wonders, absolute wonders for cleaning lead out of bores or mobile devices, either one. I mainly 22 long rifle stuff. And that mercury just absorbs that lead and makes it all disappear.
Know that. That's a new one on me. I used to, at one time, when I worked in a machine shop for 32 years, we took out all the 400 watt and 1,000 watt mercury lamps. The 1,000 watt ones were huge, and the reflectors were glass lined. And I'd have to stand up on top of the gearbox on a 20 ton crane and take them down by hand. And I'm telling you, they were heavy. But they had mercury in them. And it got to be where the dumps, they wouldn't take fluorescent lights or mercury lights. We went over to high-pressure sodium, but the machinists, they hated it because the color temperature of it was not near what these LEDs are. It was more of, I don't know, I think it was around 2700 Kelvin, Chris, I'm not sure. But we put in 400 watt high pressure sodiums to replace 1,000 watt mercs, and they didn't like that a bit. But the mercs you'd have to change out about every 3 years, and these sodiums, they would run several years and then they'd start to oscillate a little bit, and you'd know that was the end of their useful life and you'd change them out. But not long after that they went to metal halide, and they were nearer to 5,000 Kelvin, which is a nice white light. And then long after my time, they of course went to LEDs, which is even better and much, much cheaper. I can't imagine what you could replace a 1,000 watt mercury with the same amount of lumens getting to the ground with an LED nowadays, the difference in the amperage.
Out of curiosity, what goes bad in the mercs? And then the actual mercury?
I can't answer that anymore for sure, but when you get those, and put a mercury in, they very seldom ever burned out. But the bad part was, like with a 400 watt merc, you were putting in the same amount of current and voltage. Ours were on 480 at the time, and you were putting in the same amount of current and voltage to get out a lot less light, and they just last forever and very seldom ever burned out. The sodiums, they would start to blink on and off, and they had a starter board in them that kicked out 4,000 volts when they first started in order to ionize the gas in them. And but they would tell you, they'd start going off, and then they'd cool off, and they'd come back on, and the machinist would let you know, and you go up there and change it out. And they used less current, if I remember rightly. But that was the bad part. These old highlighters like people have on their houses and that on the poles, they'll last for years and years and years and never burn out. And so I can't tell you what goes wrong with the mercury lights, because as a general rule, they just last for a long time. This is N0TR.
It's KO4QOG. I was cleaning some guns in a hotel room back a few years ago and spilled half my bottle of mercury. And I come home, went on the internet, tried to find some to replace it, because you really can't pick that stuff up once it's loose out in the open. And there's some kind of product they've got out now that works like mercury, but it's not mercury. And that's all I could find. But it's not mercury, so it does not do the job that mercury does. I need it to do anyway.
I use the old hoppy stuff, but there's some stuff that they sell nowadays supposed to get rid of copper fouling. But I had my own dark room when my daughter was in journalism. I took a 2-year course in photography from the School of Modern Photography, and I started doing a little industrial photography. And that was one thing you did not want to do, was to break a thermometer in the dark room. Because you were never going to get that up. It'd be there for 1,000 years.
And that's pretty dangerous stuff. I hope nobody got sick or went in that hotel room after me. I'm thinking about that every now and then, but there was just nothing I could do.
The thing I think about when I go to these hotel rooms, who had COVID and who didn't? And what did they touch?
Yes, we think about things a little bit different now, and that's how that all's happened now.
Truth, Chris. Times have changed a lot. Well, I just wanted to say hello to you this evening and appreciate you coming back. I just got downstairs. Bernice is over sewing. Shelly's up doing something on her computer. Yesterday she was rearranging. Got on a plane just before the ice storm hit down or up in Detroit area. They live south, or, well, I think it's southwest of Detroit. And trees down everywhere, 600 and some thousand people out of power. And so she got out that very day before the ice storm hit that night and come down here, I don't know what day it was, Wednesday, I guess. And then she's going back tomorrow, and then there's supposed to be a big snow and ice storm hit the next day, so she might not have to go back to teaching yet.
And from what I hear, that snowstorm has been pretty bad.
The TRKE4NHW. Apologize for the interruption. I have one quick question for you guys.
Lay it on us.
Noticing a lot of noise on 61 and 145.47. Both are Caesar's Head. there's another one on Caesar's head that, you know, I'm having trouble remembering the frequency on, but am I the only one getting all that noise from it, or is there something going on with the repeaters up there?
The daughter's been here. I haven't been on during the day very much, but in the mobile the other day, I noticed there were some during the day, and I can't tell you why. Sometimes it's the wind blowing the antennas around, would be a guess, but tonight everybody's, Chris, and you are full quieting. Go ahead, Chris.
I don't know if it was sporadic or constant, because I've noticed a time or two here lately, but very sporadic and short-lived, and most of the people was on the air at the time and been claiming it's because of their location. So I was just wondering if it's sporadic or continuous.
Trying to figure out, it was like this a couple of days ago as well. I just haven't had time to dig into it any deeper. My main concern is we just had Duke Power come out and do some work out here. I was trying to make sure they didn't, you know, they didn't cause a problem with that transformer up there or something like that. My 440 frequencies are crystal clear, and some of my other frequencies on 2 meters are crystal clear. I didn't know maybe if it was something to do with just that frequency set, or, you know, maybe if there's a problem up there. I'm going to definitely dig into it a little deeper, but, you know, as a reference, I usually have absolutely no noise whatsoever from both of those repeaters at this location. It's usually where it was, crystal clear. Over.
This is Tom, by the way. I didn't get your name, but the old-timers, which I am one, they tell me you can take an old transistor AM radio and walk around with it and see where the noise increases and possibly find it. The only thing I ever ran into one time in Kansas Gas and Electric said I was wrong, but I made them come back out again, is when they were working on a transformer on the line, which most of them now are 50 kVAs, they didn't get the neutral tight. And so I measured my incoming line voltage. Well, it wasn't mine. It was a professor out at the college, and he asked me to check it. His son did. And even after they'd come out and said it was okay, and it had a high leg. In other words, it should be about 120 volts to 130 volts from your line phase to neutral on each side, and then 240 from line to line. But his had a real high leg, like 180 volts on one side and 120 on the other. And so I called a friend of mine in the office, and I told him, I said, they're wrong. And he knew me, and I'd been an electrician there, that plant, for many years. So I sent him back out, and they just tightened the neutral up. They left one of the kernies loose on it. That's the only thing I could offer, if it was arcing and sparking, but that's highly hypothetical and not likely. But you could measure it with a voltmeter in your incoming, in your Surveyor box.
A little bit above my realm of knowledge, but I haven't noticed anything out of the ordinary lately.
Now, there's an idea. Don't exactly want to pull the cover off my circuit breaker box, but I can get to a 120 and a 240 wall outlet. I don't know how I'm going to check it on each side of neutral. You know, I'm just going to be able to get a static voltage reading. But so if there's anything wrong with that, if the voltages are off, I should give them a call, and that might be the problem.
Yeah, and I kind of doubt that it is, but I just I don't know where you're going to measure your voltage at, on a 3-prong receptacle or a 4-prong, but if you go from line to neutral, it'll be 120. It actually will be that to ground. And you go line to line, it'll be 240. It just, those are rough voltages. It could be anywhere around that close. And it should be balanced on both legs. It should be about the same. But that's a far fast as you can guess. I've not seen that happen too much, but if it is, it'll really play heck with inductive loads like air conditioners, ice boxes, and things like that. It'll burn the compressors out. And I've heard of it doing it more than once, but as far as it introducing static, that's a long shot, but it's the only thing I can come up with in my head tonight. I'm getting old.
No, I got
Tom. Yeah, I'm going to give that a check. In fact, we've had a lot of electrical work done here recently with an addition and all that. Yeah, I might take that tri-field, walk around, look for any unusual EM fields or RF fields, and I may, if nothing else, call an electrician out here just to get them to, you know, just to get them to verify it, see if there's any problem. But I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I'm going to let you guys get back at it. Hey, I definitely appreciate the advice. I didn't think of doing it that way. So might actually give that a go. You know, I can get inside the wall plate easy enough. Y'all take it easy, Tom. It's good to hear from you again. 73s, and I will catch you guys a little bit later in 0TR. And the other gentleman, I did not catch your name or call sign. This is KE4NHW.
KO4QLG, Chris. That's nice talking to you tonight. Hope we can help out.
Suggested it, but means they've been messing around with it. It's just something that come to mind, but yeah, I'll recognize you now, but 73s, and we'll catch you later. And Chris, we better get out of here. It's getting up towards net time, buddy. But enjoyed the visit tonight. And hope to catch you down the line again. KO4QLG and 0TR73.
Sir, it's been my pleasure. Glad I can feel part of your day. And I can call back any time if I hear it, I'll answer. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
Gentlemen, KO4QLG, I'm glad I got your call sign, Chris. It's good to hear from you, and I will catch you guys later. 73s, KE4NHW.
November Yankee 4 Golf. My name's Ariel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., and in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any form of traffic for the net? Please call NY4G. Apartments or bulletins for the net? Please call NY4G. The provision for a pre-net check-in. Radio Society website, and they're on that list, and I will acknowledge them now. Through the pre-net check-in, KA3JCA, that's Richard, North Carolina. KA4JCA, that's Sally, also in Simpsonville. KA4ACL, that's Ashley, also in Simpsonville. K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, South Carolina. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest. And for IEI, Isla in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KG4PFI Don in Piedmont, South Carolina. KG4QLQ Linda in Piedmont, South Carolina. W2AMD Andrew in Simpsonville, South Carolina. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. W4DF Don in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. KJ4UHF Jack in Greenville. N4ASW Tony in Asheville. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville, South Carolina. K4OSH Pat in Malden. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacresville. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylors. And finally, KG4WNP, Landon in Dacresville. We also have Echolink that we check in as well, and we'll hold for check-ins through Echolink. Echolink stations only, please check in to Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Please call NY4G. We will now begin the roll call. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, your name, your location, and signal if you want to stay on for a rag chew with the net controller. Night being Saturday night, we will begin the roll call with Alpha through Delta. Please call NY4G.
4G. Ariel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight, Ariel.
NY4G. Good evening, Ariel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, and WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel Johnny, and Greer will be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Ariel.
The net acknowledges a few starting check-ins. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Rick. Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. That's Lorena, his bride, and their daughter Michelle. KM4 Mike Oscar Quebec. They're all in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight. Next is W4DJW Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. That's Dave. Calling from Greer, and WD4DYH, that's Johnny, also in Greer. Thanks for checking in, folks. Still on Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Mr. Net Control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta, that's KI4DDD. Name is Alex Alpha Lima Echo X-Ray. I'm on the handheld in Central. I'll be short time tonight, 73.
Acknowledges Alex, Kilo India 4, Delta, 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 calling from Central. Thanks for checking in, Alex. Anyone else from the Alpha through Delta group, please call NY4G.
NK1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Handle is Roland. We're located in Pickett's, negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
Net Control. F4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, Daniel in Taylors, and I'll be negative and negative.
G. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and easily. I'll be negative and negative.
Wishes to acknowledge Kilo in Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. That's Roland calling from Pickens. And Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, that's Daniel calling from Taylor's. And Kilo Bravo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, that's Dave calling from Easley. Anyone else still on the Alpha through Delta, please call NY 4G.
4G. Tell Oscar. N4AHO says Doug and Walhalla be negative and negative this evening. 73 to the net.
Acknowledges November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. That's Doug calling from Walhalla. Thanks for checking in, Doug. Anybody else? Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
G. G, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha, Kilo Echo, KQ4, AKE, Wayne and Simpsonville. And I'll hang around for the ride. You got a question about the Paris Mountain repeater.
Acknowledges Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Kilo Echo, Wayne calling from Simpsonville, and acknowledging also that you're remaining for a little ride at the end. Anyone else from the Alpha 2 Delta group, please call NY4G. The Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel, please call NY4G.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling it.
4G. Ariel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4G. And everyone on the net, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4 CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative, couldn't seem to get in.
November Yankee 4 Golf acknowledging Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, that's Patrick calling from Penrose. Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And Kilo November 4 Charlie Hotel Yankee, that's Keith from Seneca. Thanks for checking in, folks. Echo through Hotel, please call NY4G. India through Lima, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Ariel, thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Acknowledging Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. That's James calling from the mountain Tuxedo, North Carolina, and Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, that's Sid calling from Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in, folks. We're still in the India through Lima group. India through Lima, please call NY4G.
4G, please check in KF4 KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments.
4G. India 4. Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring.
4G. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Net control acknowledging Kilo Fox 4, Kilo Yankee India. That's, I'm trying to read my handwriting here. That's Tom in Greenville, and Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. That's Andy calling from Table Rock. Kilo Kilo 4 JBQ, Juliet Bravo Quebec. That's Larry, and Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. That's Donna. They're both in Greer. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else from the India through Lima group, please call NY4G. To the Mike through Papa group, Mike through Papa, please call NY4G.
Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Location is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. We'll be in and out tonight, Ariel. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Called in before Chad, get Kilo Oscar 4 NUE. I got Kilo Oscar 4, I believe, but I missed the prefix. If you can call again, please call NY4G. Acknowledging Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, and anyone else that wishes to check in my crew Papa group, please call NY4G.
4G. In Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee David, and my wife Marie. Alpha Foxtrot 4 Sierra X-ray, Southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening, everybody on the net, and appreciate you running the net tonight.
NY4G acknowledging Kilo Foxtrot 4 November X-ray Yankee. That's David. And Alpha Foxtrot 4 Sierra X-ray, that's Marie. They're in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in. Let's move on to the Quebec True Tango group. Quebec True Tango, please call NY4G.
Okay. Well, let me turn that CW down. Nice to hear you this evening. This is N0T. Name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, and thanks for calling the net, Ariel, if I didn't say so. And all on the net, I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4G. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello again, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging N0TR. That's Tom. He's in Greer. Thanks for checking in, Tom. Good to hear your voice. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. That's Chris calling from Liberty. Anyone else from the Quebec True Tango group, please call NY4G.
4G. G, Mr. Ariel, please check in. Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD. This is Bob in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and 73 to you, your family, and to everyone on the net.
Control, acknowledge. acknowledging Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. That's Bob calling from Piedmont. Anyone else? Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G. The Uniformed Zulu, Uniformed Zulu Group, please call NY4G.
G. Ariel, please check in out of turn. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable.
Paul acknowledging Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. That's Richard. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for checking in. Let's open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
Good evening, Alpha. K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
G. N. KI4, EJY. Kilo, India, 4. Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
Still acknowledging K4XB, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And Kilo India 4 Echo Juliet Yankee. That's Elisha calling from Lyman. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else? Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G. I have one person on the RAG2 list, and his call sign is Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Kilo Echo. That's Wayne in Simpsonville. I believe you have a question about the repeaters. Are you still there?
This is Wayne, KQ4AKE, relatively new ham, last several months here. Just had a question about the Paris Mount repeater 146820. Thought maybe somebody there might be able to shed some light on what I'm seeing, the way it's operating.
Dave Watson is probably the most knowledgeable with repeater operations. What specifically do you want to know about that repeater?
I've been talking with a buddy of mine over the last 2 or 3 months using that repeater. I'm in Simpsonville, he's in Easley. And the repeater had always been very clear and usually very little traffic on it. That's kind of why we were using it and never had any trouble with it. But in the last about 4 weeks, it seems like when we start using it, it's clear, and then it gets noisier and noisier with more and more static, and then it starts dropping in and out continually. And it seems to be the longer we talk on it, the worse it gets. I was just wondering if anybody knows if there's anything going on with that repeater. I've talked with several people over that repeater trying to communicate, and it does the same thing no matter who I'm trying to talk with. This is KQ4AKE.
Understand. Dave, if you're still on W4DJW, can you shed some light on the question coming from Wayne?
NY4G and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, W4DJW. Yeah. We know that there's issues with that repeater. That repeater is so old you can't get parts for it anymore. It's targeted for replacement with an implementation of the prototype repeater that we have right now, but it is not the first thing on the list that needs to be fixed. There's other things that need to be fixed on the primary repeater before we fix that one. So we're aware of the issues, but it's not first on the list to be repaired at this time.
You know, I hope that answers your question. You always have the 610 repeater to fall back on. Is there any other reason why you like using the 820, that other repeater?
Or AKE? We just used it because it was usually not in use, and it, you know, served the area we were trying to talk on. That was really the only reason. And I appreciate Dave explaining what's going on with it. That makes perfectly good sense. And like I say, I was just wondering if, I was the only one having a problem with it, or if the problem was known, or what the deal was. So, I appreciate the explanation, Dave, and we'll use another repeater in the meantime, and thank you very much for the reply.
Thank you for asking the question, Wayne. Let me pause for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, looking for check-ins. Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Please call NY4G.
I-4G, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
NY-4G. Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea.
Well, acknowledging the next two stations to check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. That's Lloyd calling from Simpsonville. And Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Anyone else pausing for check-ins? And Alpha through Zulu, anyone anywhere, please call NY4G. Else for comments? Bill Rounder, are you ready to copy my net report?
Did you call me, Ariel?
Yeah, wanted to know if you wanted to copy my net report.
I do, but the dog had to go outside. No option. Had to take the dog outside.
Roger. I'll use the automated, I haven't tried that in a while, so thanks.
If you want to take the time to read that. If not, I'll later.
We now securing Blue Ridge Commuter Net with our little amateur U-73s, and good night.
There you go. That was faster than I thought. W4DJ, W clear. Thanks for calling that.
4DTY, K4CHY. You still out there, Dave?
Lloyd.
This is Keith. I was trying to get a hold of Daniel real quick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you said David. I'll clear out KF4NXY.
4NXY, KN4CHY. Yep, no problem at all. I'll give it one more shot. KI4DTY, KN4CHY. You still out there, Daniel?
KN4CHY, KI4DJY. Hey, Keith, I'm actually talking to Daniel over text right now and telling him to get back on the radio that someone's giving him a call, so hold on 1 second.
See that. KN4CHY, standing by.
DTY.
DTY, KN4CHY. Good evening, Daniel. I was wanting to ask you, wasn't it you that was interested in the listing that Harry had the other night?
He actually picked it up today.
Whole package or just the radio or what?
Not the whole package. I got the 857 and I also picked up the tuner as well.
Roger. That's why I was trying to get a hold of you the last couple of nights after the net, and because I was going to be interested in the tuner if you were just getting the radio. So, yep, as long as you got the whole package, it's all good. Yeah, I've got an 857, but I would like to add that LDG tuner. But, yeah, I can shop around for another one.
Yeah, I was going to use the tuner on keep it pretty much with the 857 because Harry said that's pretty much how he was using the setup was with the tuner on the HF side. And being that I'm new to it, I figured I'd probably should kind of stick to that box.
Yeah, he had a good price on the whole package. I'd have been in the market for one of the radios. I'd have went that route myself. That was a good deal. So yeah, you lucky to grab that one. Anyway, I'll let you get back to what you was doing. Sorry about that. I just like I said, I tried to catch you a couple of times after the nets, and rag shoes went a little long, so I figured you'd vacate it. Was about to give up this time. Other station said that they had you on text message. So anyway, have a good night, and we'll catch you later. KI4DTY, KN4CHY, 73.
Thanks. It was a good deal. So, I'm sorry I missed you on after the rag chew. Yeah, a couple of nights it went a little long, and I work late at night, so I tend to procrastinate. If I leave the radio on too long, I'll just get sucked into listening. But it was good talking to you. This is KI4DTY, and 73 is KN4CHY.
This is KA4PQA. This is KA4PQA. Is the next still in progress?
4PQA, KA4CHY. No, sir, it is over already. I don't know if Ariel's still around, but about 5 minutes ago it was over.
Ariel, are you still on frequency? This is KA4PQA. If you were, could I do a late net check in?
I guess he went QRT shortly after the net closed. Sorry about that. Maybe try it again tomorrow. KN4CHY, standing by.